not entertain!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 222.
And it's Tuesday, February 20th, 2018.
Jeffy is not with us today.
What?
Yeah, he's spending the week in Florida.
No. The actual jargon that you want to use is we let him have leave. Like, we allowed him out of our good graces the time to take a break.
A little sabbatical.
Yeah. Because he does so much for this show. And
well,
the
rumors were we kicked him off.
Yeah.
That's not true. I mean, it was a suspension.
Right.
Would be a better way to put it.
It was just, we've put him in the corner to think about what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't think that he's thinking about it at all. I think
that's what worries me too.
Yeah, we should have banished him, or I temporarily banished him to a much more unpleasant place.
Yeah, we should have sent him
like northern
to Kansas.
That's almost the same thing. It's the same. Kansas, northern Texas, both are probably getting
flat wasteland,
7 inches of rain.
Speaking of which, we've gotten a lot of rain here.
This is dumb.
Today on the podcast, I've got a little auto glitch I want to share with you.
An auto glitch?
Yeah, like a vehicle. Automobile glitch.
An automobile glitch.
And next week, we will have a single thought returning, coinciding with Jeff's return.
Oh, I thought you were talking like about Jeff. Jeff is the single thought that is returning.
No, remember a few weeks ago I promised we'd have someone had a single thought they wanted to share.
Ah, yeah.
And I personally feel like this is being overblown, that it's not going to be up to our standard of single thoughts.
Oh, for sure not.
But we'll give it a try.
This has been in suspense for 3 episodes now.
Yes, this would be the 3rd one.
That's so ridiculous. Don't get your hopes up, guys.
No.
It's single, but it's... It's not that great.
No.
And I don't even know what it is.
I don't either. We will be giving away a shirt today on the podcast.
What?
And if you listened to last week's episode, you would have known how to enter in the contest. And I'll go more into it. If you notice a little bit of contempt in my voice?
A little bit.
You'll find out why.
What's sad is that you were looking at me when you said it as if like you
it's
expected me. Like, Layton, you were supposed to go and comment on our Facebook post.
No, that wouldn't count.
I know. So I'm like, I can't do anything about it, Ruben.
You're the only person I can look at.
It's true. If Jeff were here, we could yell at him.
I know. And that's why I miss him the most.
Oh. It's true. Well, actually, it's
and
the coffee.
Coffee.
The coffee that he makes from our French press. I'm missing my cup. My hand feels empty.
It feels cold. It's not being warmed by 198-degree French press.
Yeah.
Which is what he tries to heat it up to, somewhere around there.
Yeah, you don't want to burn the grounds.
No. I think, were you going to share a little update on your woodworking bench?
I was. Okay. I was going to. So I started it this past week.
Oh, you're just going to jump right in?
Oh, well, I mean, do you want me to wait? Was there some other segment?
No, those were the 4 different topics to get to.
Okay. All right, well, we're starting the first one right now.
Okay.
And that is with my woodworking. So I bought some lumber from Menards, bought some glue from Menards. I bought some clamps from Lowe's because I had a gift card from Lowe's. And with that, I was pretty much all ready to go. I have my drawings all laid out, all drawn up for how I want this bench to look. I'm following a YouTube tutorial on how to make this thing, and he makes it entirely by hand with only hand tools.
So no drill, no saw, no powered saw.
There. Well, I mean, he uses a drill, but it's
a hand drill.
It's a bit and brace drill. Yeah, it's a drill by hand.
Is everything he's going to make on this wooden bench or coming up, is that also all done by hand, or are there powered tools that he'll use in the future?
Most of his videos, all the videos that I've seen of him, I mean, he's been making videos for a couple of years, and everyone that I've seen, I have yet to see him use a power tool of any sort. It's all hand planing, hand sanding, hand cutting, hand chiseling.
I guess if he'd be a hunter, this would be the guy that would use a recurve bow.
Instead of a compound bow.
Versus a compound, or, you know, what a more modern hunter might use a gun.
Right. I think I'm going to go, I mean, I once I actually get everything set up, and even with this very first project, doing a workbench, I'm going to probably be a compound style of woodworker.
So a lot of hand tools, but every now and again you'll sprinkle in something that's powered or modern.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not worth me, like, slaving away for hours and hours on something that can be done in probably minutes with a power tool. I mean, I want to try to stay true to it, but at the same time, it's like, I want to enjoy this. This is for me. This is my hobby. All right? So you could judge me if you want to, but in the end, this isn't your workbench. This is my workbench, and this is my hobby. This is my time that I'm spending, and I'm supposed to enjoy this. This isn't for your enjoyment. It's for mine.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if someone would want to see the workbench you're making, what is the YouTube channel that you're following for these instructions?
His name is Paul Sellers. Interestingly enough.
Is it child-friendly, family-friendly?
Yes.
Volume or language-wise?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, he's very no-nonsense and just, like, focusing on the art of woodworking and just, yeah, it's very to the point. Very educational. I mean, I've yet to see anything offensive, except one thing I did find disturbing is that he did have one video showing how to make Christmas tree ornaments out of wood. And, you know, I just don't know how I feel about Christmas trees. But anyways, that's the only thing that I found.
Now they know it's there, they can skip it.
Yeah. Just close your eyes as you scroll over his uploads. Just avoid the Christmas section altogether. All the videos that he posted in December. Anyways, so, yeah, Paul Sellers. Paul, his last name has two L's in it. It's pretty much how it sounds. And he has a workbench series that he's doing. He has, I think, 8 episodes of that up, and I don't even know if it's done yet.
Oh,
and
each wow.
Each of those...
Are you worried you might catch up to where he's at?
Each of those videos is, I want to say, 40 minutes long.
Oh.
And there's things that he, like, kind of, like, fast forwards through in those videos.
Yeah.
Like, showing him, like, okay, like, he'll show you, like, the first one or, like, the first part of this process. And then once he gets through that whole process, then he just fast forwards the video.
As he repeats the thing over and over.
Exactly. And so, yeah, it'll probably take me a while. But that's also why I like it, because he goes through step by step. I can see exactly what I need to do in order to replicate this bench.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's why I chose it. So I hand the process that I'm at. I'm very much at the beginning stages. The first thing that he makes of this workbench is the top of it. And that's just a series of 2x4s that are hand planed down and then glued together. And by series, I mean, like, I think I did 8 2x4s all together, glued together. And I finish planing them so they can be stuck together. But he doesn't do, like, he only does the wide side of a 2x4. He doesn't do the edge narrow sides. Okay. He doesn't do either of those, at least at first. So he does the wide faces, and then he glues them together. And when I got to the gluing process, thankfully my wife was there when I decided, you know what, I'm going to glue these things up tonight. I dumped glue like mad on these things. And then my wife was there, thankfully. And then she was like helping me like sort of stick these glued faces together. and glue was going everywhere. And she was also freaking out because she was afraid that the glue was going to dry before we had time to actually, like, put them together. And there was something that came in very handy in the process of getting these boards together, or clamped, I mean. And also, it was even helpful in the hand planing process. I went through and, you know, planed both sides by hand. And normally, like, I mean, obviously, if you're going to be working on a piece of wood, you need it up. Mm-hmm. You need it up like on something.
Chest level or something where you can...
Well, not even chest level. Even waist level is more helpful than having it laying on the floor.
Yeah.
So you could make yourself some sawhorses, or you could buy yourself some sawhorses. I thought about it. But then even with sawhorses, let's say I'm trying to work on a 2x4, and I'm hand planing a 2x4 on two sawhorses. What do you think is going to happen, Ruben, when I'm trying to do that? The blade catches on the wood, and then what?
And then you push the 2x4 off the edge of the sawhorses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what happens. So then it's like, okay, well, then I need to do a clamp. I need to put a clamp on one of the sawhorses, mm-hmm. or clamp on both of the sawhorses to clamp this 2x4 to the sawhorse. And then as you're planing, you have to, like, undo the clamp when you're trying to plane that area and then put it back on, and then you need to undo the clamps when you want to roll it over. Mm-hmm. It's just annoying. Mm-hmm. They get in the way.
But how do you get around that?
Let me tell you, Ruben. I went and toured a woodworker's shop, a very experienced, a very seasoned woodworker's shop, and he told me about these things called jaw horses. And these jaw horses are so cool. I was, like, amazed at this thing. In fact, the day that I went and toured this guy's woodworking shop was the same day that I told my wife that I want a jaw horse for my Valentine's Day gift. And then since I needed two, she bought me one, and then I bought myself one as well, because you need two. And how this works, what makes these jaw horses more special than saw horses is the same concept as a saw horse, in that, you know, it offers something that you can set material on top of, mm-hmm. and it's at work level, it's at work height, but it also has the feature of having a clamp that rides along the top of it. And that clamp doesn't need to be there. If you don't want it there, you can take it off.
Okay.
but how it works is there is a, on the one end of the jaw horse is a pedal that swings down between the two legs that are supporting the jaw horse. And that pedal is what you use to engage the clamping system that rides along the top of the sawhorse. And it's also the jaw horse has rubber pieces, or I don't know, rubber padding on the inside of the vise, so that it doesn't damage your wood.
Okay.
So that's really nice, and it really grips hard. They said that it can put up to one metric ton of pressure.
Hold it. That sounds like a lot.
It is a lot. In fact, it's so much that even with those rubberized pieces, padding, it's still imprinted on the wood somewhat whenever I would really wail on it. And I love these things.
So I'm just curious. Did you get these at Walmart, or where did you end up? Where could you get these?
I looked for them on a little website that it just so happens that we're affiliate of.
No.
I know.
You found it on Amazon.
I found it on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
And they have a couple of different models. I went with the cheapest one because I'm a cheap kind of guy. You know, I don't want to, like, just dump money into this hobby that I have. But I do have to spend a little bit of money. And you know what? These jaw horses, these will be so handy for any project, for that I'm going to do, even if I would get out of woodworking, I'll be so glad that I have these.
Well, yeah, if your kids get out of control, you can just put them in a clamp, and then they'll stay put.
Exactly.
There's probably countless uses for a jaw horse.
Oh, my word, so many. It's insane. And even with that clamping system, all you need, if you want a table, a makeshift table, I literally did this. Not exactly, but the same concept. My wife brought supper out to me the one day that I was out in my wood shop, and we needed a place to eat. And I do have a little desk, but that desk was cluttered already, and I didn't want to have to spend the time to declutter it. So what I did was I just took a piece of plywood, and I put it across one of my jaw horses, engaged the clamp, and that thing gripped so hard, that whole piece of plywood was so sturdy, we were able to use that as a table.
Wow.
And so it's a quick on-site desk, if anything else. It's just right there. And what also makes this as a really, really good just sawhorse as well is the fact that it also has rubberized padding on the bottom of the sawhorse, so it doesn't slide around on concrete. Ugh, so nice. So nice. $100, it can be yours.
I'm curious, are the legs adjustable if you'd maybe be on a surface that isn't straight or isn't flat?
No.
Okay.
Although...
Which normal sawhorses aren't either, but I thought maybe...
But I think the one model does have an adjustable leg, not on the two legs that have the steps swinging in between them to engage the clamps, not on that end, but on the opposite end, there's a single leg that's coming down,
okay,
a single square tube. If you buy a higher end model, they do have one that's like adjustable,
okay,
I think. So, but those are like $180, I think. I'm not sure.
So did you get the Rockwell model?
I did.
Okay.
I did, and I love it.
Well, right now it's on sale. Normally it's $136. Now it's $101.
Wow.
So it's a good time to smash that Amazon link.
Deal, yeah. Get your husband something that he will be so stoked about this. I was so excited about these things. They are great. They are heavy duty, and they will last probably a lifetime.
Depends how long you live.
Yeah, and I noticed there's a lot of welds holding this thing together. And, you know, me being an experienced welder, I can spot a good weld. I approve. They were solid.
All right, let's get to some exciting news. Let's give away...
Ba-ba-ba-ba!
Give away a shirt. And we'll do this live on the podcast. So when I talked about this earlier, I was my tone was filled with contempt.
Right.
And the reason is because I'm disappointed that our instructions, that simple instructions, couldn't be followed by more people. Three people are eligible for this giveaway.
What the world?
And all people had to do was just comment on the post. And yeah, I didn't write in the post, hey, this is the one you need to comment on. I said it in the podcast so that an actual listener would be getting this prize, getting this giveaway.
I feel like you just set yourself up for failure.
What do you mean?
Well, by only saying it on the podcast.
Well, I wanted it to be...
I understand.
People that went to the trouble of commenting. And yeah, the one I'll read the comments. The one comment was, so is this where I comment to get a voice memo from Layton? Keep up the good work, guys. So
he wants a voice memo.
He doesn't even want a shirt. He just wants a voice memo. So we can probably deal with that.
We should actually do that instead of the T-shirt.
Well, if that's
what call it the prize.
But I told him last week it'd be a shirt. Okay. But if he wins, that was Michael. If he would win, then we could get him that. Anyway, so the winner. I'm using Google.
Are you going to have him roll a dice?
No, I'm just picking a random, because the dice has six sides. And we only have three people that are intelligent enough to leave
a
comment.
You could like count like just beyond that, like 1, 2, 3, and then start over. Four, five, six.
I'll just do the number here. So here we go. The number is 1, and that means Mitch Stutzman wins the shirt. So,
oh, wow. Congratulations.
I'll read the three intelligent listeners that there are. It's Mitch Stutzman, Michael Yoder, and Jason Gingrich. So the odds will never again be in your favor like that. You know,
probably
just
not.
In general, when you're going for a drawing or some kind of random win.
I feel like we should call him live on the podcast to announce that he is the winner of the shirt so we can get a raw reaction out of him.
Well, it wouldn't be that difficult to do. Except I don't have his number.
Okay. Well, I do, but that's fine.
Maybe we'll just skip it. You can give him the good news tomorrow morning.
It should brighten up his Wednesday.
Or maybe he'll be listening to it tonight. Anyway, got that out of the way. Oh, some other shirt-related news. If you were not fortunate enough to be in the drawing, you can still get a great deal on a shirt. We're dropping it by $5.
Oh.
So for the next week, instead of the normal, and it's free shipping. Normally it's $25 free shipping to the U.S. It's
$20. $20?
So $20 free shipping anywhere in the U.S.
This is our post-Valentine's Day sale.
Yes.
You know what? If you're feeling single and cold, warm yourself up with a cheap shirt. How about that?
Well, it's a good quality shirt. It's just not as expensive as normal.
That's why I said cheap. I didn't mean that was cheap quality. I just meant it's... Sorry, a discounted shirt.
Yeah.
That is so much better.
Jeff does have a tip for us, but he's not going to make it on the podcast today because he's gone. However, I had an auto glitch that I discovered that I want to talk about. I've got a Ford Flex, mm-hmm. and I can plug it. There's a USB connection, so I can plug it into my phone, and I can play music from my phone or podcast or whatever.
Wow.
Play it through the sound system in the car. And I can also, through Bluetooth, accept and make audio calls with my phone.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter, but the call is through Bluetooth. So it's connected via Bluetooth and USB at the same time.
Okay.
Or just Bluetooth if that's all you want to use. Anyway, I noticed that whenever I'd be talking to my girlfriend, all of a sudden the screen in my Flex that, you know, shows temperature and some navigation things.
Time.
And, yes.
But station.
Mm-hmm. It would reboot. It would just say, it would go blank, and then it would start rebooting. And I could not figure it out. And it happened a couple times.
It's so weird.
And it always seemed like it was when I was talking to Carmen that this would happen.
They probably couldn't handle the love that you have for each other.
Close. It couldn't handle the emoji that was in her name on my phone.
Because her contact name.
The contact name. Because it would show, whenever I'd call someone, it would show their name on it, or if I'd receive a call. And for Carmen, it would say Carmen, and then I had an emoji after it, and it would just have some weird characters. I think it was a square with a question mark on the inside.
Okay.
And so I knew that, oh, that's weird. It clearly doesn't know what emojis are. But I didn't make the connection until after a few times this happened, and it didn't happen for anyone else.
Well, you should try putting an emoji in someone else's name and then having them call you.
Well, instead what I did, I removed the emoji and the issue stopped happening.
Well, that works too.
So,
but I feel like you compromised just for the sake of your car.
I did. Hopefully there's an update coming that will accept emojis.
I doubt
Ford. At the very least, not crash the system.
I just doubt Ford cares about your emojis.
Is it Subaru? Do they care? Or is it Toyota?
Well,
I think Toyota.
You'll
cares.
Go places.
You're right. I can go Toyota. Places with Toyota. I thought one of them.
You might not be able to go places with an emoji, with Toyota. I don't know.
Well, I couldn't go places with Ford with an emoji.
True that.
So
they're built tough, not built for love.
Yeah. So if you're having an issue, maybe where your system reboots randomly, try to find what's the constant in all of this, and that's just the basis of troubleshooting. Find what is different and find what is the same, and then you can kind of narrow down what the issue is.
My issue with my Flex, like, stereo system is it's terrible. I cannot stand it. It's so inconsistent. I hate it so much.
I do have issues with mine as well. Sometimes it won't recognize my phone when I plug it into USB.
Right.
It works best when I play things over Bluetooth only.
Oh, I've had mine... Like, when I'm playing music over Bluetooth, it will skip every 12 seconds. Every 12 seconds, it'll play a song for 12 seconds, and then skip to the next song.
Yes.
And then 12 seconds of that song, skip to the next.
No, I've had that happen too in my car.
And then I try to plug it into USB.
Yeah.
And it won't work. It won't be able to work through anything until I then also disconnect the Bluetooth from my phone. And then when it's only connected through USB, then it'll play music through USB.
Well, yeah, that isn't the way it should be.
No. It's so bad. And it's so inconsistent. Sometimes I'll hop into my car and, like, it'll connect with my phone, like the Bluetooth will, for, like, cell phone calls. And then it'll also just start playing the last podcast or the last song that, that I was listening to.
If you plug it in. Bluetooth. If you plug it in?
No.
Or even on Bluetooth.
Just through my Bluetooth.
That is weird.
It's so random.
I wish there'd be a way to update the software.
There is. Through a SD card. You, like, download an update onto an SD card.
We should do that tonight. That'd be kind of fun.
Okay. Do you have an SD card with you?
No.
Yeah. Mom probably does.
I haven't used an SD card in probably 2 years.
Do you even have one on your laptop? An SD card slot?
No.
Do you have...
I don't even have an adapter.
I'll probably use one of my... I think my mom has a old Windows... Desktop. She has a Windows 98 computer. Or maybe even MS-DOS.
I think she has DOS on one of them.
We could probably find a Ford update on there that would work better than the current software that's pre-installed.
Mine is definitely in better... Mine's not in as bad a shape as yours is.
I'm
disappointed in it. I don't hate it as much as you do.
Okay.
Did we cover everything?
I mean, Jeff's gone, so yeah.
I thought there was one other topic. I guess one thing. We did get a little bit of feedback.
Oh, yeah.
You
mean besides the three
besides the
entries?
Three, yeah. Patrick Overhaul tweeted at the French Press Pod, which is what our Twitter handle is.
He uses Twitter?
Yeah. He's a heavy user on Twitter.
Well done. Way to keep it alive.
And he suggested, Layton, you listen to... an episode, and I'm trying to find the name of it right now.
I should listen to an episode.
A podcast, yeah. The podcast is called The Art of Mingling, or that's the episode name, sorry. The episode name is called The Art of Mingling, and it's a reference to, remember a couple weeks ago.
Bad way of closing conversations.
Yeah, the podcast name is The Art of Manliness.
And
I have not heard... I've not heard of this podcast before.
I
do like their album art. It looks pretty cool. And anyway, this is episode 362, The Art of Mingling. So maybe we can listen to that while we're working on updating our car software.
362, I found it.
Okay.
I'm downloading it now. So this is probably the one time that Twitter... made a difference in anyone's life. No, I'm sure it did once before too.
All right, that's all we've got this week. I guess what was the point, Layton?
The point
was there any points?
The point is that there was very little content this week, but Jeff's gone.
We didn't have our coffee.
There was no coffee. There's only three entries on our t-shirt contest. Buy your husband a jaw horse. And then also, get better at... Ford needs to get better at making software for their vehicles.
And what's the word of the week to leave with the people?
Probably t-shirt.